Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Wednesday, September 28th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We'd like to start off today by thanking the American Free Press. Mm-hmm. They ran, as their lead, an article that I wrote about Paul Isaac Jr. He was the fireman we met at Ground Zero on the morning and afternoon of September 11th, and he disclosed to us that not only did he and the other firemen present there at Ground Zero know that 9/11 was an inside job, but he also said all of the police officers that were present were aware of that also.
He also said that they know, but they have to be very careful about how they handle it.
Right, so we'd like to thank, once again, the American Free Press. We're going to put this article up on the Wing TV homepage tomorrow. But in the meantime, if you'd like to read it, go to AmericanFreePress.net. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to see it there. We'd also like to thank everybody who ordered a copy of Jim Tucker's book, The Bilderberg Diary. And not only is this book historic, but he's also just a hell of a nice guy, isn't he?
It reads like one of those great mysteries. And we also want to thank Jim Tucker again for spending a little bit of time with us. We know how busy he is.
Yeah, and we had the honor of meeting him a couple of years ago at the AFP offices, and you couldn't find a better guy around anywhere. Now, before we talk about the event that we attended Monday down in our state's capital, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, we'd also like to inform everyone, if they haven't found out by now, that Tom DeLay has been indicted. Now, this is important not only because it's news, but because it shows what actually happens when somebody is indicted.
Right, they take action.
Yeah, they take action. Now, Tom DeLay has already been removed as the Senate Majority Leader. There's a grand jury that's been set up, and legal proceedings are going to take place. Now, if you hearken back a couple months, you'll remember an article by Tom Flacco, Sherman Skolnick, Tom Baia, who's all the other ones, Lenny Bloom, that whole cabal of sensationalists, and the headlines read, Bush, Cheney indicted.
Right.
Now, has any action been taken so far against these individuals?
No.
None whatsoever. The whole story's a scam, and we know this is true now because look at the last piece of crap that Flacco and Skolnick put out last week, Barbara Olson.
Yeah, with her new face.
Yeah, her new face, and she was found on the Polish-Austrian border, which, of course, doesn't even exist.
And then he went in and changed it.
Yeah, then he went into his article and changed it and thought nobody would notice, of course. And
I guess DeLay was indicted on campaign finance charge, conspiracy?
Just, he was dirty. He made an art out of being dirty. And it's funny because after Flacco and Skolnick put out this last Barbara Olson article, people were emailing me and saying, well, if this is obvious BS, do you think we should start taking any of the stuff that they've written in the last year or so seriously, like the indictment, like the Chicago subway shooting, and on and on? And we said last week, and hopefully, you know, people are going to be able to tune in again to Wing TV because we got our bandwidth. We tripled the size of it because there's so many people watching this show. But we said last week that if you passed around this article about Barbara Olson, or if you took this seriously, you're stupider than the people watching CNN and Bill O'Reilly. You have to start using some discernment.
You have to be very discerning. And it's like with George W. Bush. Where are the weapons of mass destruction?
Yeah.
He lied about that.
Right.
Can we believe anything else he has to say?
Right. So from now on, you have to be more discerning. If an article comes across, verify it first before you just hit send, because what this does is make all of us look very bad, and nobody takes us seriously if we're putting around stuff by Flacco and Skolnick that says Barbara Olson is found alive.
Do you hear that, Tom Baia? That's you.
Exactly. Now, on to other things. This Monday, we traveled down to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. It's our state capital.
Right.
And there was an event there called Rock the Capitol. And what did we see right when we first arrived there, Lisa? 25 foot tall.
Red pig.
Yeah.
Inflatable red pig right on the steps of the Capitol. If I was a legislator, I know I wouldn't want to walk past that thing.
Yeah. And this was a great sight because even though it was a rainy day there was still over 2,000 people who showed up right on the front steps of the Capitol. And we see this when we drive up, a 25-foot pink inflatable pig. And this is the same one that Gene Stilpe has been putting outside our legislators' windows just to let them know that we're not going to take it anymore.
Right. In fact, our legislators have been issued a challenge. Repeal the pay raise. Reform.
Yep. Or resign.
Or resign.
Yeah. And here's how this all began. A couple months ago, our legislators, in the middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning, with no debate, no scrutiny, no public attention or information giving, they voted themselves anywhere from an 18 to a 54% pay raise.
Now, mind you, they only work 75 days a year.
Right.
So this is part-time work they do.
Well, they spend 75 to 77 days in their offices, actually, down there at the state capitol. That's the average. Now, what their pay raise was, it ends up making them the second highest paid legislators
in the country.
In the country, second only to California. And these are not just state representatives. They're not the ones that travel to D.C., like Rick Santorum.
Right.
And Arlen Specter. These are just state legislators. They're making now between $81,000 and $145,000 a year to spend 75 to 77 days a year in their office.
Yeah,
it's
appalling. How many of you would like to have a job like that?
Yeah.
I know we would.
Well, there were actually T-shirts that were being given away, and we should have brought one of them in with us. We'll show you tomorrow. But it says...
Part-time health wanted.
Yeah,
part-time health. And it has the salary range.
Yeah, from $81,000 to $145,000.
Unbelievable benefits.
Yeah. So these guys, excuse the pun, are living high off the hog.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst part is after they did all of this, they voted themselves a pay raise at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Then what they did was they slithered out of town for their summer vacation so they wouldn't have to answer any questions.
Right, so there was no public debate about it, and basically they avoided the public. They did a dodge mission out of town.
Now, I think, in their crafty little minds, they thought that by the time they came back...
Everybody would forget about it.
Maybe no one would even notice it. But now they came back, and the first thing they see is Gene Stilpe's big 25-foot pig sitting outside their window, and then they knew they had trouble.
We got a chance to talk to Gene Stilpe, and he's one of the friendliest men you'll ever meet, and he's going to be bringing his pig right here to State College in the near future, so we're definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah, we're trying to even get him on the show.
Uh-huh.
But what Gene's going to do is not only bring that pig here, he's bringing it everywhere in Pennsylvania.
Right.
He's taking it statewide to every county there is, and he's going to take it right to the legislator's door or outside their window and set it up just like he did down in Harrisburg.
Yeah, the whole idea is... In 2006, all 203 House of Representatives members in Pennsylvania are going to be up for re-election. 25 of the 50 senators are going to be up for re-election. So what PA Clean Sweep aims to do is vote out all the incumbents, and this is not a partisan issue.
Right.
We are basically going after the corrupt government, so it'll be like a citizens' party versus the incumbents' party, and we want to vote them all out.
Right, and even though this is a state issue, a Pennsylvania issue, it has national implications.
Absolutely.
Because every single state in the union should adopt a similar program where vote every incumbent that's currently in office out of office.
Right.
Every single one of them, regardless if they're Republican, Democrat, Green, Libertarian, Independent, if they're in there now, they're part of the problem. Vote them the hell out and put somebody in there. And this idea was started by a guy named Russ Diamond, who we got to meet down in Harrisburg also.
And he gave some fantastic remarks, as did all the other speakers. Oh, I remember the challenge now. Repeal, repay, reform, or resign.
There. And the whole crowd, 2,000 strong, was chanting this. So we got there on Monday. It was Monday morning. And as I said, there was about 2,000 to 2,500 people ended up showing up. This was a work day,
right.
So people had to take time out of their schedule to
be
there.
To go stand in the rain.
Right, and it was raining on top of it. Well, this event had a bunch of speakers there, namely a guy named Bob Durgan.
Right.
Who's a talk show host for WHP. He was kind of the ringleader of this whole thing. He got signatures and so forth.
And he did his show live.
Yeah.
During this protest, and then subsequently when we walked into the Capitol en masse to the governor's office.
Yeah, and we're going to tell you about that. That was one hell of an event. There's also Russ Diamond, who we mentioned. He was on our show last week. He started PA Clean Sweep. There's also Eric Epstein, who is the rally organizer, and also a guy named Barry Kaufman from Common Cause.
And Gene Stilts also spoke.
So they put all of this together, and as they're giving their speeches, the whole crowd is going wild. They have whistles. Everybody has signs.
You know what I liked about this, too? There was a lot of humor infused because of the whole pig thing. So we had people, a massive crowd of people oinking.
Right.
And if I was a legislator there, I would have been totally humiliated. And some of them actually tried to check out the demonstration on an upper balcony, and I started yelling at them, "Get back to work!
Yeah.
Go do some work!" And we shamed them back into the building.
Yeah, you should have seen this. And as Lisa said, she has a definitely a healthy set of lungs. As these legislators come out on the balcony overlooking this rally, Lisa starts screaming, "Get back to work!" So pretty soon, a whole bunch of other people started, and they were so shamed they had to sneak back
into
the offices. And there was quite a bit, even though these people were irate and very, very concerned and active, there was a sense of humor there. Some people came with pigs on their hats with
pig
wings.
Pig masks.
Yeah, pig masks.
And one guy had a sign that says, "Pennsylvanians eat pigs, we don't elect them."
Then at one point, as the speeches were going on, these two guys come up with this big long pole, and what's attached to it is this mock legislator in a full suit and everything, life size.
Right.
And they have him strapped to this pole.
And guess what we got to do?
Yeah.
We got to tar and feather it.
Yeah. So they brought this big bucket of tar, and they had a big, thick brush, and they were just handing it to people, and the people would go up there and slap the tar on it.
And then after that was all over, we got to sit them right on a toilet bowl.
Yeah, and then they had feathers also. So then he'd take the feathers, so we actually tarred and feathered this mock legislator. Then there's this other guy. He comes and he carries a toilet with him, an actual commode.
Yeah.
And he sets it down there. And you can see inside the toilet bowl is the Constitution. So he pulls his pants down, and he just has his boxers on, and he's sitting there, and it was symbolic of this is what the legislators are doing.
Right.
They're shitting on our Constitution. So then he brought the toilet bowl over, and they put this legislator who's been tarred and feathered, they shoved his head into the toilet
bowl. You know what was great about this protest? I know that a lot of the clean sweep people don't think this was a very big turnout from, you know, when they look back to years past where they had several thousand more in attendance.
But this is their first year. They're talking about other events.
Other events.
Yeah.
They, we thought it was great because you weren't finding your average protester there.
Right.
These are everyday people who don't normally attend protests, many of them, and people who took time off of work because they felt it was important enough to be there, and they're angry enough to want to do something to change it.
Yeah. So as this went on, we actually got interviewed. I was interviewed by our local NBC affiliate, a guy named Gary Sanderson. Lisa was interviewed by somebody in the Philly media. I don't know exactly which one it was.
Well, let's tell him the story about the mainstream reporter.
Yeah.
He wanted to interview us, and so he said, "Well, are you here to protest or are you here to cover the story?" Because he saw our shirts, and so we said both. And he says to us, "You mean you can do that?"
Yeah, you can actually cover an event and protest too.
Yeah, we're independent.
Yeah, we can do anything we want to.
They don't realize how controlled they are.
Yeah,
until they see someone from the independent media.
And when he heard that, he just quit writing, and that was...
Yeah, I said, "Well, we're both residents of Pennsylvania, and this affects us too."
Right. So anyway, now, as Lisa mentioned, after all the speeches were over, Bob Durgan had collected 55 pounds...
Yes.
Worth of signatures.
129,000 petitions.
And what he did was he had them on a dolly, and they wheeled them up inside the Capitol building, and they urged everyone to come inside.
And considering that this is the people's house, the public has a right to go in, which I'm sure didn't make the people inside the building too happy, because en masse, we're talking, a couple thousand people, almost everybody went into the Capitol, so everybody had to get searched and had scanned, and then we all went in there, and I mean, it got loud in there.
Yeah, and so everybody's yelling inside there. They're doing a radio show, and they wheel this hand truck down the hallway. We end up going to the third story up to Governor Ed Rendell's office. Now, obviously, or I shouldn't say obviously, I would say not too coincidentally, Ed Rendell wasn't present that day.
I think he takes his cue from George W. Bush, who also wasn't present at the Washington, D.C. anti-war protest last weekend. But Rendell wasn't there. But boy, is his office opulent.
Yeah. If I had an office like that, I would never leave it. I would sleep there. I'd eat there. I mean, this was gorgeous beyond words. So anyway, all of these people pile in to Ed Rendell's office, the governor's office, and his spokeswoman is there. So Bob Durrigan is interviewing her live on the air, and all these people are yelling at her, and it was just fiery. It was so intense.
In fact, some people were saying we should turn that Capitol, because it's so beautiful, the architecture is just exquisite.
It is.
That we should turn that into a museum and shift the lawmakers over to some prefab building to do their work out of.
Yeah. So anyway, then afterwards, they had also all of these ballots or complaints on rolls of paper.
Right.
And they rolled them down the Capitol steps.
So that people could see how many signatures there really are.
Yeah, so right there you can see how all of those complaint forms are rolled down the Capitol steps. So all of these people were inside the Capitol office. And it was, if you've never been to a protest, you have to go out there, because every time we leave these, we feel so alive that it's a feeling that we're actually accomplishing something. And those 2,000 people there had a huge impact, because they're going to go out and tell all their neighbors and coworkers and so forth.
A good point that was brought up is that Americans are so good at so many different things, but two things that we're not so good at: we have a very short attention span, and we have a very short memory.
Right.
So these are two things we have to work really hard at correcting right away.
And hammer away at it. Yeah, and these group organizers are going to make sure that everybody remembers this. And people out there, they say, oh, well, protests and rallies don't do anything. You're seriously mistaken.
Right.
Because next year, I guarantee a large percentage of these incumbents aren't going to be sitting in their offices in about 14 months. Now, I want to give a couple quotes of people that came from, and this event was covered by all different kinds of TV.
Yes.
And the media trucks were everywhere. So anyway, one of the protesters made a great point. He says that these legislators can work on quote-unquote tax reform for 25 years nonstop and not get anything done at all, but they can pass a pay raise overnight.
And justify it.
And justify
it. Attempt to justify it.
Yeah.
Well, there was no justifying it to the people of Pennsylvania. We are washing our hands of these greedy pigs.
Yeah.
And we urge all of you to look at this model that Pennsylvania has.
That's right.
And try to make one up for your state. Get together, organize, mobilize. Because what's happening here is happening all across the country.
Yeah. I can guarantee you Pennsylvania isn't going to be the last state where their legislators vote themselves a pay raise.
If you want to take a look at what Pennsylvania citizens are doing, you can go to pacleansweep.com.
That's
and
right.
These are state-specific to Pennsylvania, this model, but you can surely construct one for your state.
Right. Now, Russ Diamond, who's the founder of this, during his speech up on the Capitol steps, said this to the legislators: you have committed offenses against the Constitution and against the people, and your services are no longer needed.
That's right.
Could you sum it up any better than that?
No. In fact, we applaud every single there for getting out there and speaking up and standing up for what's right. And unless the good people of this country do that, we're going to have the same corruption and treachery and just traitorous behavior, and we're going to have them sucking all the money out of our pockets even more so in the future. We have to stand up and do something.
And just think about this for a moment. How would you like to be able to vote yourself a pay raise?
Nice.
Now, I know there's tons of people that are watching this show, and I know you all work in different functions and different facilities, but just think if you go in one night at 2 o'clock in the morning, everybody else is gone, and you have a couple of your coworkers, and you say, I think it's time we need a pay raise.
A substantial pay raise.
But not just 1 or 2%.
Right.
From 18 to 54%. And you just red stamp it, and the next day, guess what? You have your pay raise. Well, Bob Durgan, who is the talk show host from WHP, he said, "We demand open government, not a cabal that's always scheming and plotting in a dead of night." And we're hoping to get Bob on this show sometime, too. He's a great voice. He's probably in his 60s, and he's probably the most well-known voice down in our state capitol. And he's the one really behind this, getting the people to a fevered pitch and saying, we're not going to put up with it any longer.
And he certainly put Rendell's spokespeople on the spot.
Yes, he did.
With all of us standing there witnessing.
Exactly. So anyway, it was called Rock the Capitol. We felt so alive afterwards, just like we did at Ground Zero and down in Washington, D.C. We'd like to thank also Rick up there at MIT. He sent us a new banner also. It's so phenomenal.
Wait till you see this. This banner is awesome. And what we want to do is connect the new banner that we just got yesterday from Rick Reitner, Reiter, to the one that we got from Kevin Groves and make a monster 9/11 banner.
So we're already planning our next protest. So.
We thank you, Rick, so much. That's great. We thank you also, Kevin. And we can't wait to get out there with our new monster 9/11 controlled demolition banner.
Right. So we're going to be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Until then, keep your eyes open, folks, because there's a hell of a lot going on.
Check out the photo gallery. Take care.